Mark chapter 6, if you have your Bible this morning, have you placed in with honor and reading God's Word, we'll begin reading this morning at verse 45. Mark chapter 6, in verse 45. And the Bible says, straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before into Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing. For the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed that it had been a spirit, and cried out. And for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up into them, into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. I want to preach just a little while out of this morning, a text I've read. Very familiar passage. We've all heard it many, many times. But I'd like to preach for just a moment, if God will be my help, on this thought, storm survival. Storm survival. As we look at this today, and we know that we all have storms, and we have adversities in our life and things that a lot of times we have no control over. We've got a God this morning that's in control. I mean, we've got a God this morning that He knows exactly where we're at today. As I was thinking about this, I was thinking about old Jonah over there in Jonah chapter 1. The Bible said he got there in about verse 5, and he had done running away from the Lord, heading for Tarsus. Amen. He got on the boat, and a storm came up. A raging. And they began to lighten the ship. And they began to, the Bible said, even throwing away the wires of the ship, the things they needed for the ship. But they began to lighten that load. And I began to think about old Paul in Acts chapter 27, where he said they got over there and they began to cast out the tackling of the ship. You know what that tells us this morning? It tells us, praise God, sometimes we just got to rely on God. Sometimes we got to just get rid of those things that don't matter, praise God. Those things that's not doing us no good anyway, and just trust the Lord. Amen. That's how you survive a storm. That's storm survival, praise God, when we begin to get rid of those things that don't really even matter. I know things come up in our lives. I know different issues happen in all kinds of lives. Now in the day that we're living, I got to thinking about how many lives are destroyed and in shambles today because of abandonment and abuse that takes place in this world. Hey, so many people, especially our little children today, that's just being abandoned and forsaken, pray God, even in their youth. I realize that. And then we wonder why in the world they turn out like they do, because they don't have nobody that cares for them. But I want to say, praise God, that second be no further from truth, because there's one that cares. Amen. Glory be to God. There's one that loves them, praise God. And if we'll trust the Lord, He'll be there for us, because He promised He would. Amen. Abandonment and abuse, praise God. It's financial situations. People are caught up in financial ruin. It seems like people are struggling financially just to try to make ends meet. But praise God, I want to say, praise God, that there's a God in charge of that too. He's a God that's able to reach down and meet our need, praise God, and give us that we stand in need of, praise God. And no matter what the need is, praise God, He can meet your need. Amen. Amen. Abuse, abandonment, financial difficulties, diseases, cancers and illnesses like I've never heard of before. Just everywhere you live, every time you turn around, you hear of another cause, another case. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, I know a great physician who's able to heal, praise God, amen, to the uttermost. He said, preacher, I've known people that's got sick and we prayed and prayed and they didn't get no better. Praise God, I want to say, hey, they left out of here. If they was a child of God, praise God, they got made better. Amen. All these things, all these adversities come at us. But the Bible teaches us here in Mark chapter 6, and no matter what happened, he said to have storm, to survive the storm, to have storm survival, praise God. He said what you got to do, glory be to God, is just keep rowing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just keep on rowing. Amen. Hey, praise God. In other words, what he said, just be found faithful to the Lord. Just keep on rowing. Praise. Storm survival. Amen. Listen, God knows about the storm. Amen. Hey, listen. There's nothing that's ever taken God by surprise. He knows about your storm. Amen. He knows how to take it. Praise God. So we just got to be found faithful. Praise God. Hey, you say, what do you say? I said, we got to be found faithful to God. We need to be found faithful to the church. Amen. Hey, that's where you get your help. That's where God knows your car. That's where God gives you the help, the hope, the faith, and the confidence. Amen. To keep rowing. Amen. I want to say, if the old devil can get you away from God and the people of God, you know what he'll do in the church of God? Amen. He'll get you out there, and before you know it, listen to me, you'll quit rowing. Amen. It won't take long at all, praise God. You get away from the things of God and the people of God and the Word of God, you'll quit rowing. Amen. You know what happens when you quit rowing? You get off course. Amen. The storm will blow you off course. It'll run you aground. It'll destroy you in the rocks. For storm survival day, praise God, we need to keep rowing. Amen. We need to keep rowing. We need to stay faithful. Stay faithful, church. Stay faithful in our witness. We need to be a witness, a faithful witness for the Lord. Amen. You know what's the best thing in the world to get you over discouragement? Just start praising the Lord. I mean publicly. Just start praising the Lord out in public. Tell people how good God is. And before you know it, you'll get the Kate Heppich. Amen. Glory be. You'll forget about all those old mully grubs you've been going through, and you'll rejoice down in your soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. A witness, keeping a good witness for the Lord. Amen. And then to keep a good witness for your family. Amen. Be faithful with your family. Listen, there ain't nothing more important than faithfulness to our family. Hey, we're living today. The devil would like to reach down and snatch away our family, destroy the home. And if he can destroy the family, destroy the home, he can destroy humanity. Amen. But praise God, if there's ever been a time that we need to be faithful to the church and faithful in a witness and faithful to our family, it's in the day that we live right now. That's one of the keys to storm survival. Just staying with the stuff. You know how you do that this morning? Now listen to me. You do that this morning by settling at your heart today. I'm not talking about in your head. See, we'll think in our head, well, you know what? I'm going to do better. I'm going to be more faithful. I'm going to be a better witness. I'm going to be gooder to my family. And we'll think it in our head. But praise God, I want to say, when you begin to believe it in your heart, and you say, Lord God, help me, amen, to be the Christian, the person you'd have me to be. Praise God, God begins to do a work inside you. He begins to renovate the inside, praise God, and make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You know what happens? Brother Jeff, the church starts looking better. Amen. Your witness starts sounding better. Your family, praise God, your family life starts feeling better. Amen. You praise God, you get the Kate Heppich, and you want to just rejoice in the Lord together. Amen. Thanking Him for all that He's done. Bless His holy name. So faithfulness matters. See, what happens when you begin to be faithful? Praise God. If you begin, to be faithful, you begin to take a stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, Madison. Amen. You begin to take a stand for God. So something that matters this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, listen, I was a look at this youth choir up here this morning. I don't know about you, but them bunch of youngins matter, praise God. Amen. And it matters whether we take a stand or not. If we stand, we'll be because they'll stand because we stand. And if we fall, they'll fall. God help us this morning. We made to make a decision that we're going to be storm survivors with the help of the Lord. We're going to stand, and having done all, stand for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Look over to Ephesians chapter 6. He said we need to take a stand. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, the Bible says, wherefore, taking you your whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, praise God. He said, hey, having done everything that you could, glory to God, realize it ain't about you, but it's about Him. Having done everything you can, praise God, for the glory of God, that you stand because He holds you in place. Amen. See, if we get to counting on self, self will let us down. Self will let us slip. But praise God, when we got a God, a good God, a living God this morning, who's alive and well, praise God, who loves us and cares for us individually, wants to see us saved, wants us regenerated, born again by the power from on high to a newness of life. Praise God, it's out of this world. Hey, so many people today running around and trying to do drugs and alcohol and sex and trying to get some kind of a thrill, some kind of life. But I won't say, praise God, that ain't life. When you truly begin to want to live, praise God, just go run to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, I believe death, burial, and resurrection. I believe You're alive and I want to live with You. Amen. Amen. That's storm survival. Amen. Storm survival is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we stand Him. James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore unto God and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. He said, that's taking a stand with God when we submit ourselves to Him. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm nothing but You're everything. You say, Lord, I'm submitting, I'm committing my nothingness to Your all in all. Amen. You make me what You want me to be. Praise God. Amen. When we take a stand, He said, we submit. He said, then we stand upon our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. And that's when we come into resistance against the flesh and the devil and the demons of hell. Without Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have that this morning. We don't have no power. Amen. We can't be storm survivors without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The storm will overflow you. Amen. But we got to stand the storm. Amen. What do you say? We got to fight for the cause. Amen. We got to fight to stay on the course this morning. The course that God's put us on. Amen. We got to fight. We got to keep rowing no matter what happens. Pray God, we got to just keep rowing. Because when we keep rowing, that'll keep us on course. You don't row just a little bit. It won't take long to get you plumb out of whack. Amen. You go down there on the lake. Even on a calm day. Just a little bit of a breeze. You get out there and you get to fishing. You get big in that fish and you may catch you one or two. Pretty nice little old bass or maybe some big old, these big old lake trout. You go snatching in two or three of them. Boy, your excitement, the adrenaline goes to pumping. If you ain't very careful, you forget that trolling motor. Amen. Glory be God. You quit. What are you saying? If you ain't careful, you'll be blown up on the rocks. Amen. But praise God, I won't say this morning, glory be to God, if we just stay faithful to the Lord, keep up that good fight, glory be to God. Amen. Stay the course. Keep rowing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If we just keep rowing, you know what happens after a while? But Rex Jesus comes along. Amen. Amen. Ain't that what it tells us here? You just keep rowing, keep being faithful, keep fighting, praise God. And just a little while, amen, Jesus will come along. Amen. He's always, Brother Don, He's always right on time. He's never been late. Amen. That's the thing I love about my Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's always right on time. But we got to just keep rowing. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I get discouraged. Praise God. Just keep rowing. Amen. Discouraged. Hey, listen to me. Pastor Jeff, tell you, discouragement will come. It comes to all of us. There's nothing that's taken you that hasn't taken me. But praise God, we got to just keep rowing for Jesus. Amen. 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 One day in a little while, it'll all be over. Amen. Jesus will show up, praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying row on, row on. Amen, for the glory of God. Keep dipping over, praise God. Stay on course. Amen. Jesus will help you along the way. Storm survival. Praise God, we need storm survival. We need storm survival mode today. You say, well, preacher, what do we do? What good does it do? Praise God, I want to say this more according to verse 48. The Bible said He saw them. Amen. I want to say, you just keep rowing. Praise God. Jesus sees you where you are. Amen. He knows when you're up here, and He knows when you're down here, praise God. And He said, hey, He said, just keep on rowing. It'll be all right. Bless God. He knows where we're at. You're not alone in this thing. The Bible said Jesus went up on the mountain alone. He was praying. The great intercessor was praying. Who was He praying for? Them that He saw a rowing. Amen. Hey, He ain't forgot you because you're up here or you're down here. Praise God. He sees you always. Amen. And He's a great intercessor. He's praying for you. And He's praying for me. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, young, it don't get no better than that. Amen. I'm talking about the chief mediator, praise God, is mediating for me, and He'll mediate for you. That's why we have to put all our faith and our hope in Him. Because He is the means of storm survival this morning. The ultimate means of storm survival, praise God, is in Him. Amen. You say, well, He sees you. How does He see you? Say, praise God. I want to tell you, number one, He sees you when you stay close to the house of God. Amen. He'll see you when you're close to the house of God. He'll see your desires. He'll see your desire to just keep on rowing and stay in that good fight. Amen. He'll see your dedication, praise God. I believe God's looking for a little bit of dedication. I believe God's looking for a little bit of faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. And He's a looking. When He looks, He sees you where you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Bible tells us here that we can't quit rowing. We got to just keep rowing. Because the Bible tells verse 48 that He sees us in our rowing. Amen. He sees us down at the house of God. You know, the Bible teaches us that there's, now listen to me, that there's strength in numbers. I don't know about you, Brother David, but I don't want to be in this thing alone. I want some brothers and sisters, praise God, that's got my back. Amen. I want some brothers and sisters that love me and pray for me, lift me up, amen. And I want to love them and lift them up, praise God, so we can press on together, so we can row together. You know, they used to have them big old Viking boats. I've seen pictures, I've seen them on movies, you've seen them. And they've got oarlocks in them, they have a bottom part, and they would put slaves in there and they would row. They would row on one side and they'd row on the other. And they had a fellow that would guide them, and he would say, row! Row! And every time he'd holler, row, praise God, they'd dip them oars in that water, praise God, and they would pull with all their might. Amen. I want to say glory be to God. We in the boat. Glory to God, we've got the oars, and we've got to pull together, and we've got to keep rowing together, praise God, so we can stay the course. The devil would like nothing more today than to run us off course, amen, to get you discouraged, to get you to quit rowing. But I want to say, praise God, you're important to the body of Christ. Amen, it's important you stay in there and keep rowing so we can stay on course. Amen. I know we get discouraged. But even when we get discouraged, we got to keep rowing. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we all got to keep doing our part. Realizing, praise God, one of these days there's going to be a great reward. Amen. Glory be to God. The reward is out of this world in just a little while if we'll just keep faithful. Amen. Hey, glory. I'm talking about storm survival. It'll depend on you today. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't very important. I just kind of show up and make myself seen. I don't really try to get into the politics. Don't try to get into church. Don't try to be a real religious person. I want to say this morning, hey, that ain't nothing but the devil. Amen. You're important to God this morning. Amen. You're as just important as I am in God's eye. He's looking down upon every one of them, and He sees us toiling and rowing. Amen. We can't quit toiling and rowing. We got to stay in this thing. Praise God, because there's a payday someday. Bless His holy name. We got to stay in it together. We can't forsake God's house. We can't forsake God's people. Amen. Do you hear me this morning? If we turn our back, listen to me, if we turn our back on God's house, and we're not faithful to God's house, then we're not faithful to God's people. Not to say, not to even mention, not faithful to God. But hey, we need each other in these last days. Hey, listen, I need you, praise God. You need each other. We need each other. We need to pray for each other, lift up each other. We need to encourage each other. Amen. We got to keep rowing together, praise God. Or not, hey, if one side rows and another side doesn't, you'll just go around and around in a circle and get nowhere. But God's looking down on us, praise God, and He's saying, row, 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 praise God. And we just keep rowing for God, amen, and we'll get on yonder shore in a little while. Amen. I'm talking about surviving, praise the Lord. Storm survival this morning. Bless His holy name. I got thinking about this. I was out there in the study, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I was reading over in the book of Exodus, and it's talking about Exodus chapter 16, where Moses went down there to fight against the Amalekites. Remember the story? And he told Joshua, he said, God, he said, you go on down there and you fight. He took old Joshua and he sent him out to fight the Amalekites. And Moses went up on the mountain there and he lifted up his hand. And the Bible says, as long as Moses would lift up his hand, praise God, Israel would prevail. I mean, they'd wear out the Amalekite as long as Moses lifted up his hands. But his Bible says he got up in the day and Moses' hands got weary. Amen. He couldn't hold his hands up no more. But you know what the Bible said? He said, oh, Aaron and Hur, he said, they got a rock. Now listen to me this morning. He got a great old big rock. I mean, it took some effort to get it. And they rolled it down there behind the man of God. And they scotched him real good. Amen. Are you hearing me? Hey, a good big rock, praise God. And they set the man of God on that rock. Amen. They scotched him, praise God. But that wasn't, they didn't stop her. Brother Rex said, Aaron got on one side. Said, Hur got on the other side. And glory be to God. And Moses raised up his head. Said, one took one arm and one took the other arm. And they held his arms up. And Israel prevailed. Amen. What are you saying? I won't say to survive a storm, praise God. We got to scotch each other and hold each other's arms up. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, I can't do much. I won't say, glory be to God, you can scotch your preacher. Amen. Amen. Pray for him. Lift him up, praise God. You can hold up a brother or sister's arms. Lift them up, praise God to God. Amen. Glory to God, it'd make a difference. We'll see God move when we pray for one another. Amen. We strengthen one another. The strength from God. Amen. Pour everything we got into them. I've told you time and time again, we get to worrying, fretting over all our illnesses and our frailnesses. And we have them. The older you get, the more aches and pains you got, and the more creaks and the groans you have. Amen. But praise God, that don't mean you can't keep scotching. Amen. That don't mean you can't keep strengthening somebody else. Because, let me just say this. When you get to thinking about somebody else, you'll quit thinking about yourself. And self will start feeling better. Amen. It's a proven fact. Amen. I've been over there and had the mullet grub beat down, turned down, burnt down. Praise God, and I get to thinking, glory be to God, just touch your people, Lord. Start going through the pews, pray and say, oh God, touch this one and touch that. And praise God, I forget about mine. Amen. Helps you through the storm when it's raging. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we need to be strengthening each other. Carrying each other's burdens. Amen. Come alongside somebody. Amen. Showing them that you're not a quitter. Amen. The devil like no more for God's people to quit. Amen. Hey, anybody can quit. Amen. You hear me? Everybody in here can quit. It don't take no effort to quit. But praise God, it can bring joy, rejoicing in heaven when we stay in the fight. So what are you saying, Pastor? I say what we ought to do, praise God, to accept storm survival is just come along somebody, praise God, and just show them that you're not a quitter. Amen. Hey, there's no place to quit anyway, by the way. Jesus asked Peter, he said, will you turn back also? He said, what do we turn back to, Lord? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. Amen. He said, there ain't nothing to go back to. He said, you've got the goods, praise God. Amen. He said, that's what I want. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we get in these storms and negative results come along. You know, these negative results in the storm. Amen? Sometimes we ain't careful, we get to blaming ourselves, don't we? Things will come up and we'll blame ourselves. Well, Lord, you know, I'm just weak, I'm no account. And old devil, he'll throw in there and say, well, if you just ain't got no faith, you don't really believe anyway. Huh? Those old negative results, the storm will come up and say, oh God, if I just had more faith, amen, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. Amen. Hey, that right? The negative effects of the storm, if we ain't careful, we'll get caught up on it and we'll begin to doubt ourselves. Amen. Hey, listen, you may doubt yourself, but praise God, never doubt your God. Amen. God, is there anything impossible with God? No, sir. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. We may get to get beat down, praise God, with negativity, praise God. But there's a God that loves us. We may get to be like His disciples. We may get out there and get in the middle of this storm. We may get stuck in the middle. Amen. Stuck right slap dab in the middle of this storm. Amen. Seems like you can't get out. You begin to wonder. You begin to fret. Oh God, why am I here, Lord? But the Bible says that we need to look to Jesus and know it. He saw him in the storm. Amen. Just keep rowing, praise God. Because He's looking out and He sees you where you are. Amen. Amen. Don't let the negative side of this get you down, praise God. This too will pass. There's not nothing that the world or the devil can throw upon us, praise God, that'll last forever. The only thing that'll last forever is our security in the Lord Jesus Christ and our salvation. Bless His holy name, praise God. He gives us that hope, even in the negative part of our storm. Amen. But then there's the positive result of the storm. The positive result, amen. The Bible says that He came to them. Amen. See, they just kept rowing. They didn't quit. They just kept rowing. And they kept rowing. And they kept rowing. Somebody said, my arms are getting tired. Somebody said, well, I'm getting worried. And somebody said, well, I'm getting hungry. Somebody said, well, I don't see the other side yet. But I believe somebody may have been on positive John. He said, hey, fellas, it don't matter whether you're hungry. It don't matter whether you're tired. It don't matter, praise God. He said, just keep rowing. Amen. The Bible said Jesus was watching them. Amen. He was mediator for them. Praise God. The Bible said He came to them in the storm. Amen. Praise God. He came to them. Amen. They kept rowing. He came to them. And when He came to them, the Bible said He calmed the storm. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about positive aspects of the storm, praise God. Realize that in a little while, keep your faith, Jesus will come in the storm. He'll come in there and He'll say, peace be still. Amen. And those raging waters will subside, those winds will subside. They'll die down. Praise the Lord. When He speaks, bless His holy name. But you know why they got in such a mess? The same reason that we do. They forgot those past mercies of the Lord. See, the Bible says in verse 52 that they forgot about, they didn't consider the loaves and the fishes. Amen. He said they done forgot about the loaves and the fishes. I'm talking about hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people, and they said, hey, listen, Lord, just send them away so that they can go find something to eat. And He says, give them something to eat. And they said, well, we bought 200 penny worth. He said, that won't go very far. He said, how many fishes, how many loaves you got? Amen. He said, how many fishes and how many loaves? He said, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, I tell you what. He said, let's just organize this thing. He said, you set them down in companies. Amen. And the Bible said He took those loaves and fish. He looked up to heaven. He blessed those. And He broke them. He broke that bread, broke those fish, and He gave it to the disciples. He said, here, pass this out. And praise God, the Bible says that all that money, 5 loaves and 2 fish, that they ate to the full. And they took up 12 baskets besides. Amen. Where 5 loaves and 2 fish had been, they ended up after everybody was satisfied. You say, preacher, how could that happen? Because they were satisfied in Jesus. When Jesus doesn't satisfy, you're satisfied indeed, praise God. There's nothing to satisfy like the Lord Jesus Christ, even in storm survival. Praise God, He'll bring you through, praise God, shouting the victory. But if we ain't very careful, we forget those past mercies, don't we? We forget about that salvation that He gave us when He saved us from our sins. Amen? The saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, He lifts us out of our sins. He brings us through those financial difficulties we talked about a while ago. Provides the means to keep on going. Praise the Lord. He gives us that we need, glory be to God. Day by day by day. When we get sick and we need healing. Amen. And we pray and we say, oh God, the doctors say, but Lord, we know. Amen. And He reaches down. We forget how He's reached down and He's touched, even in this place, to the healing of bodies. Amen. The doctor said, it's bad. But Jesus said, I'm going to use it for good. We forget the miracles that He's performed. Amen. We forget the times that He came. We forget the time that we see the power of Jesus manifest. And He told us, I have all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. If He's got all the power, then He's all that we need. Amen. So in other words, if He's got all power, Brother Dean, He's all the power that we need. He's all the power in heaven, all the power on earth. He's all the power for our storm survival. Have all the power we need in Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Bible says, now God knows about the storm. The Bible said here that Jesus had constrained them and sent them over the cross. Jesus sent them out there knowing there's a storm coming. You say, well, why would God do that? Nobody wants a storm. No, nobody wants a storm. But praise God, He also tells us here that He had compassion over it. But when He was talking to those 5,000, verse 34, He said, Jesus, when He came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were a sheep and not having a shepherd. Amen. Why does God let us go through storms? So that He can show us compassion. So He can reach down, praise God, with a mighty hand from on high and just show us how much He loves us. He can show us that He's a delivery. You know what? If we never went through any trials, never had no storms in our life, everything was smooth sailing. Now listen to me. Everybody look at me just a second. If we never had no storms that we had to go through in this life, how much time would we spend talking to God? Oh yeah, we ought to be saying every day, thank You, Lord, that everything's smooth sailing. We ought to say, glory to God, thank You, Jesus, for today. For the goodness and Your mercy, praise God. But if we didn't have a little bit of storm every now and then, we'd get complacent. Yep. Amen. We'd get complacent. We'd think it was everything was always like this. And we had never looked to God. Amen. Is that not right? Amen. But praise God, when we go through a storm, glory be God, we come out on the other side and He comes out walking on the water. Amen. Praise God, we know that there's a Redeemer that He liveth. Amen. Bible said He constrained them and put them in the boat. Told them to go to the other side. Now let me just say this in closing. The most important thing that we got to have, that we need today, we need Jesus in the boat with us. Amen. We need Jesus in the boat with us. Amen. Sometimes, I will say, the storms of life, they don't change Him not one whit. Amen. He doesn't change because of storms. So we need Him in the boat with us. There's a big difference, praise God, when he was out of the boat and when He was in the boat. Amen. Hey, glory be God, no matter where we are, what we're doing, praise God, our ultimate desire ought to be that God be in the boat where we are. Amen. I won't leave Him on the outside. I want Him in the boat where I'm at, where He can help me and guide me and lead me and give me that I need. You say, how do you get that, preacher? By keeping our eyes on the Lord. Amen. By keeping our eyes constantly on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Expect until He comes. Our desire ought to be to get Him in the boat. Amen. Look what happens when we get Him in the boat. Bible says in verse 51, and He went up unto them into the ship. Amen. Now listen, He said He went up to them into the ship. And watch this. And the wind ceased. Everything that was contrary to them, Amen. In their toil and row and praise God, they stayed faithful to God. But Jesus came along, and when He came along, He got in the boat and He said, "Peace be still." And there was a perfect calm. Amen. Listen. For storm survival, praise God. If we're going to survive the storm, we need to get through the storm. We need to have the Lord Jesus Christ in a boat, because He's the one that can calm the storm. Amen. He's the one that can calm your storm this morning. He's the one this morning. Now listen to me, and I'm done. He's the one this morning. If you want to survive the storm that you're going through now, Jesus Christ is the one this morning. If you ask Him to come into the boat, amen, He can take and He can say, "Peace, be still," and all that turmoil, All that anxiety, all that anguish, praise God, that we're dealing with right now. You ask Him, say, "Lord Jesus, I need You in my boat." Amen. "I need You here with me. I need You to walk with me. I need You to guide me." Well, I need You, Lord, in our ultimate desire, or to have Jesus in the boat. Amen. Because when Jesus is in the boat, all you got to do is speak. Amen. He knows, praise God, He'll take care of you. He'll minister to you. He'll give you that you need. Praise God. He'll help you to survive the storm. He'll bring you through shouting the glory. Amen. In just a little while. But we have to decide this morning. See, we can't quit. The Bible says there's no room to quit. We've got to keep rolling. Amen. And we got to realize that the Lord sees you in rolling. He sees you in toiling this morning. He knows where you're at. He knows what part of sea you're on. Amen. He knows exactly what you need. He said we got to remember the past mercies. Remember the fishes and the loaves. Pray God. Remember the time He's brought you through before. And praise God. So, you know, if He delivered me once, He can deliver me again. Amen. Then we got to get him in the boat. We've got to invite Jesus into our boat. You listen to me. I'm not talking about inviting Him into mama's boat or mama's boat. Say, "Boy, they love the Lord. Jesus is right there with them." But we need to invite them into our boat. Right there with us. And say, "Lord, you know what? The sea is full of turmoil. The seas are raging around me. Lord, I need You in the boat." Amen. He stayed in that boat with you. He came and come along, put His arm around you and say, "Peace, be still." Praise God. And the next thing you know, you've come through. Hey, glory to God, you've done come through the storm and you're safe on the other shore. Glory be to God. You step out on there and you go, "Glory, glory, glory. Thank You, Jesus." Praise His holy name. I want to ask you this morning. Amen. What kind of storm are you in? Are you geared up for storm survival? Storm may be raging in your life this morning. But praise God, I want to say there's a good God of glory that He'll prepare you. He'll help you with the things for storm survival. Praise God, but if we'll just trust in Him, you got to keep rowing. You got to stay on the Lord's side. You got to stay on course. Amen. You got to realize that He's watching you. He's there to help you. Amen. He's there to help you. He's there to reinforce you. He's there to remind you how good He is and how much He wants to help you. He's there to show you that He wants to be in a boat with you this morning.